time for On the House on the second Fridays of the month. We talk about real estate, home improvement, other issues having to do with our houses. Local real estate agent Jesse Davis joins us now. Thank you for being here, Jesse.
Hey, always a good time with you.
Okay, you brought a guest. Tell us about your guest today.
Well, yeah, you know, this is the time of year when we're, you know, it's a new year. We're thinking about the times ahead. And, you know, for some of us, that means moving to a new home. But pretty much, if you're going to be moving to a new home, you've got to sell your old one. And I've brought a professional who's pretty well known in this area. This is Kathy Fouth, and she is a professional home stager. And a lot of folks think, oh, you know, I can just kind of put my house on the market. They're going to see it through my eyes. They're going to love it as much as I have. And it's really kind of a mental shift to see your house through someone else's eyes and maybe smell it through someone else's nose. And so Kathy's here to kind of just give us, you know, I mean, she could probably talk to us for, you know, 10 hours and still be learning some things. But just some of the basics, if some of the folks, the listeners out there or their friends or family are maybe thinking of putting their home on the market this spring, some things to think about. So, Kathy, please introduce yourself.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm very happy to be here and so excited to be here with John and Heidi as well. So, yes, you know, if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, don't just throw it out there to see what happens, because guess what? Nothing happens. So you have to look at your home through a buyer's eyes. And a buyer's going, it's no longer about the homeowner when you put your house on the market. Now it's through looking at your house through the buyer's eyes. What does that buyer want? Who's going to be buying your house? What kind of person's going to walk through the door? Chances are they're not going to be exactly like you as a homeowner, or they're not going to like the same stuff you have.
Right.
So one of the things I want to say is, you know, we all love our homes, and we make it our own. We live in our homes and decorate our houses and put all of our collections in there. Whether you have collections that are gas pump, what do you have, Heidi? Those gas pump?
Hey, we've decluttered, by the way.
We've
decluttered
those?
About 10 of them. So
excellent,
yes.
Excellent. But, you know, I'm a collector.
Yeah.
And the way you live in your home is not the way we market and sell a house. Because with all your stuff in there, people just can't envision their own things coming in.
Yeah, I was showing a home the other day, and it had this, I was looking for a particular buyer that wanted a deep garage. He's got a boat. So this was one in particular we're looking at for depot. Well, they had set up this big party bar in the garage, and you can only get like one car in there. And so for the one person that like wants to hang out and drink in his garage, that's fine. But again, that was kind of, you know, putting their lifestyle in a place that ultimately we turned around and left because it just wasn't quite right.
So Kathy, if you go into a place that has globes or 57 ceramic little buffaloes or something, you have to be tastefully tell them that we've got to move that, right?
That's right. Because if you are truly motivated to selling, you're going to start packing. Isn't that why you're selling your house?
Right.
Because you want to move? So start packing. Start packing those collections. And even if you're not moving, you know what? Eventually you will be. So think about what you have in your home now and just start to declutter. You know, start to get rid of, and some people say, well, my stuff's not clutter. I've invested a lot of money in my collections. I love my stuff. Why do I have to live without it when my house is on the market? Well, it's no longer about you. And if you are truly motivated to moving, then you're going to start packing and you're going to minimize what you have in your home. We call this decluttering. And that's one of the three things that I wanted to talk to you about today,
right?
Is getting rid of some of that extra stuff. Because when people come in to look at your home, what are we doing? We're not selling the stuff.
No,
it's true.
And if there's too much in there, people can't envision their own things in the rooms and in the house.
But now, Kathy, You would probably also argue, though, that you don't want to just walk into an absolutely bare bones house either, right?
Vacant doesn't make it.
No.
There's a fine balance, you know. You want your home to be appealing, feel warm, and you want the potential buyer to make an emotional connection with that house.
But not necessarily with the previous owners.
Well, people do have nice things. Don't get me wrong. The things that you have in your home, you just have too much of it. Just too much of it.
Okay.
So minimize what you have in each room. And working with a professional who knows how to showcase the room, place the furniture where it's going to address the focal point of the room and the purpose of the room, that's when the magic happens.
Okay.
So, yes, we can use what homeowners already have. And also we can make suggestions on how to bring your home more on trend by adding in some movable color. Pop it up a notch with color and some new accessory pieces.
But movable color.
Yeah, movable color. You know, those are the things that we're not selling. What are we selling? We're selling the walls.
Yeah, and the pipes, the floor, the ceiling.
And we want to pay attention to the architectural features of the home or the room. We're selling the view. We're not selling those drapes that have been there and tailor-made in 1985, and I've paid a lot of money for those drapes. No, take them down, because what we're selling, not the drapes, we're selling the view from that window.
So, Kathy, I'm assuming you have to invest a little bit to sell your house, too. So if you walked in and somebody had, like, a lime Ricky wall in the kitchen or something, you're going to ask them to paint that, correct?
I am.
So you do have to spend maybe a little bit of money. You have to invest to...
Well, you know, that word spend... When you're selling your home, it's not spending.
Invest.
Because it's investing in, it's part of the real estate process, right?
Yeah.
So you invest in an inspector, you invest in working with an agent, you invest in staging your home and making it move-in ready. That's what people want.
So if you were trying to sell this radio station, which why would you, but, and the colors on our walls here, would you tell us to paint it white?
I would tell you to paint it a light, nice, soft gray, either a warm gray or a cool gray. Those are the colors that are on trend now. Why? Because anybody and everybody can move in and be happy with that color.
And I know exactly. Collections, I think, is a very interesting topic because when I was looking for houses, I honestly just turned around when someone had like a giant doll collection. It kind of creeped me out, even though I might have liked that house. You know,
I was in a house with some very large dolls, and it was just like, bleh. But of course, I wasn't buying it, so I didn't say anything. But
you walk into the home and you think, gosh, you know, I kind of like this house, but it's going to take them forever to pack and move, and we need a place now.
Right.
So you walk away.
And I would point that out too when you were talking about, you know, investing versus spending. The longer your house sits on the market, the more, you know, it's been on there for 100 days. What's wrong with it? Oh, you know, then you're starting to drop the price and things like that. Mm-hmm. So if you create that kind of instant connection, you know, the first probably 15 days that a house is on the market, that's when all the buzz is going to happen. And
that's right.
You get people walking through there, and this looks really nice, and this feels really clean, and it doesn't smell like a dog or a cat or,
you know,
cigarettes.
There's you can break the homes that are on the market, you can break them down into three sections.
Okay.
So one third, one third, one third. The bottom third, I'm going to call the bottom third, but those are the homes that are tough to sell. They never sell. They go on the market every year. It takes them 3 to 4 to 5 years.
Yep.
And maybe it's because of location, or maybe it's just because of the property. Maybe it's because they're priced way out of the market. Or maybe it's because nobody's done anything to really appeal to any buyer coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that one third. And then there's the middle third category we call the used category. That's the category of homes that, you know, they're okay, but they don't do anything. They don't do anything to make any improvements to the condition of the home. Like maybe they don't paint. Maybe they don't, you know, start packing. And maybe they're priced wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just the magic. And that's the category that everybody looks at those homes and they're used to compare the other third.
To the top third.
to the top third that look great, they're priced right, and they're move-in ready because mm-hmm. they've worked with a professional who's come in with outside eyes to give a perspective, because we don't see things ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't smell our own homes. We think that what we have in our homes right now when we live in it is great and everybody's going to love it. Got to have a third party come in, whether it's your agent or your stager, to advise you on, you know, let's just minimize the contents in this room and what a difference it makes.
So, Kathy, you're a stager. When I think of a stager, I think of somebody that would go into a house and say, oh, my God, that's the ugliest couch I've ever seen. Let's put another couch in here temporarily. Is that a staging thing as well? Do you do stuff like that or not?
It can be. And in many parts of the country, what happens is when the house is ready to go on the market, people actually move out. And then a staging company comes in and they put, you know, they stage vacant properties.
Sure.
That's not a reality here
right.
in northern Minnesota.
Okay.
And in fact, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't want to build up a large inventory
sure.
of furnishings. What I do is provide consultations and use what people have.
We're talking to Kathy Fouth right now, the owner of Staging by Kathy, and we're kind of discussing as we get into the spring real estate selling season, some just very kind of basic concepts and tips about how to set the stage of your home to make a quick and profitable real estate transaction.
Tell us some really tricks.
Some tricks. You want me to give you all my tricks?
No, I don't. But I mean,
just a couple of them, Kathy.
Obviously, you can paint the whole house. Or...
All right, I'll give you three.
Okay.
Oh, I'll give you three.
Nice.
She thinks there's more than three. Have you noticed this?
Yes. I know there's more than three.
Right.
She's just going to tease it.
Okay, that in itself is a major staging principle.
Three.
To work in three.
Yeah. Okay.
The power of three. Have everything on every surface be three things, and only three things.
Huh.
Three things that are high, medium, and low. I wasn't going to tell you that, but John just pulled it right out of me.
Well, I know,
he has those piercing eyes that just, you know, draws information.
Even numbers can be bad luck sometimes. Like for floral arrangements, it has to be odd unless it's a funeral.
Really?
Yes, but we're not talking about funerals or floral arrangements.
Well, now you've really piqued my interest. Let's talk about funerals. No.
So differing heights and three things.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the most pleasing to your eye. And also when you group furniture, group it in threes.
Okay.
And what about flowers? Is that overkill to somebody? You know what
that
means?
Could be. You can have one particular bloom in a vase.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, three, or five. Odd numbers.
So those are three.
No, that was one secret.
That's only one.
Don't let her off the hook, John.
No. You said you had three.
Okay. Pierce your eyes.
Here are the three things that you should pay attention to if you're planning to put your home on the market. The first thing is clean. Clean your home. I don't mean just pick up before a showing. I mean a deep clean.
Baseboards, crown molding.
Dusting baseboards, the top of the fans, kitchens. Put your hand on the surface of your cabinetry.
No.
Is it sticky?
Toilet bowl, just everything. They're going to look.
And kitchens, pull out your appliances. You know, all that food that drops down between the stove and the cabinetry and the mold growing in there. Pull out your fridge. Is there cat hair under the fridge or between there?
No.
Put your hand on the top of the refrigerator. Is there fur there? You know, those are all the things that you want to pay attention to. The light fixtures that have the exposed bulbs. Touch the bulbs, not when they're hot, but are they sticky?
Dusty, yep.
Clean them, wash them, or replace them, and you'll be amazed at how much more light comes out of them if they're clean.
And if there's flies in the bulb.
Flies in the fixtures,
the globe, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's another one.
That's a good one.
When you enter your home, look at everything you touch before you can get to a sink to wash your hands. Doorknobs, door jams, switch plates. Switch plates with the little grooves.
Yeah.
Those are all things where aromas are trapped. And another thing you want to pay attention to is not only how your home looks, but how it smells.
So don't just slap in some tropical breeze.
Honey, get the plug in. We've got a showing
no,
today.
It's no, a dead, because then you smell that. It's almost worse.
Hiding.
Yeah.
Do not ever, ever, ever use a plug in or add a fragrance that's going to cover up something. You want to look for a spray. If you're going to use something to freshen, like after a cooking odor, use something that does not have a fragrance. that's going to add just another layer on top of everything else. So you want to look for an I'm drawing a blank. The atomizer.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank right now. It'll come to me. But you want to look for those room deodorizers that are going to eliminate the odor in a room. You can find them on the shelves of
I mean, are we
Home
talking
Depot
like so not a Febreze per se.
Febreze does make a product that does not have a fragrance.
Okay.
But you have to really search for it.
Okay, and it has some sort of enzymes or
enzymes.
Okay,
that's it.
Has something that kind of absorbs the odor versus just tries to mask it.
It gets to the source of where the aroma is.
Okay.
So that's clean. Yep. The second thing I want to pay attention to is the things that you have in your home, and we touched on it before, clutter-free. So declutter your home. You don't need 750 cookbooks. Pack them away or donate them. Pay attention also to the outside of your home. How does your home look from the curb or from the driveway? Men, do you have a wood pile out there that needs to be eliminated? If you're not taking it with you, get rid of it before your home goes on the market. People take anywhere from 3 to 5 seconds before they decide if they're going to keep driving or get out of the car. So make sure the outside is also decluttered and looks great.
Yeah, because, Kathy, that's like if I go by a home or I go visit somebody and they have their old Weber grill just sitting there outside. It's like, come on. Yeah. I form an immediate opinion.
Yes, you
do. Put it in your garage in a neat place or something.
Yeah.
You just kind of form your – I'm not – bashing, but
no, I'm just saying he's not a good house guest. I'm just gonna say that. At my house, at least.
But those are things that you see right away. It's like
you form an opinion
before you even go in the house.
Yeah, before you go in, and you need to sell your property. That's what staging can do from the curb, from the doorway, and from every doorway of every single room. Having too much in a room, then people cannot start to envision their own things in the space.
Right.
And you can't sell it then. So by eliminating the contents in your house and decluttering your collections and just the things that you live with, less is more.
Including family photos?
Including all of the personal items.
Okay.
Because what happens is those are a distraction.
Right.
Oh, this house. Oh, look at their cute kids. Aren't these? Isn't this an adorable family? They don't remember anything about the house.
Mm-hmm.
They only remember, what was that house where they had the really cute family?
Wow.
You know?
I believe it.
So I know as difficult as it is to pack away the things you love, but if you are truly, truly committed and motivated to move, you're going to start packing.
Yeah, well, pack it away so you can start packing the rest of the stuff and move to your new place.
Absolutely.
Jesse, would it make your job easier if people were following this?
Well, of course it would.
Yeah.
Of course it would. But you know, we all have these attachments to our things and to our homes and to our photos. I mean, it's tough. You have to say goodbye to your old home. If you're going to be able to, you know,
selling your home can sometimes be the most stressful time in your life, right up there next to divorce and death.
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult. And working with a professional real estate agent and a home stager to soften that and to guide you through that process, it really helps.
I have a good statement for it. You have to say goodbye to say hello.
Oh, John.
That's got to go on the business card.
I got some tingles going on there. Well, now I know we're getting short on time, but you promised one more.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
Things
okay.
have to
oh,
be
wow.
in threes.
Oh, yep. Man, you guys are just really tough on me. All right, the third thing to pay attention to is color in your home.
So you mentioned these soft grays, but what are some other colors we should be weary of, scared of, or some other colors that might kind of...
And the movable color you said earlier, I still don't quite understand what you mean by that. Sorry.
You know, most homes, or a lot of homes here, are wood. All mm-hmm. wood.
Oh.
I mean, I live in a home that is all wood.
Death
right?
by knotty pine, yes.
And so it's kind of boring, right?
Non-changeable.
And you can't change it, so that's what we're selling. Okay, so how do you make what we're selling appeal to other people? How can you show them how to live in a home if it's all wood like mine? You add in color, and we call that movable color. Because no matter what color we bring in, it's going to move out. That's not what we're selling. but it still will warm the room, add interest to the room, add things that are light and bright if you've got a dark space. Mm-hmm. Even add in additional lighting if it's kind of a dark space.
Mm-hmm.
Should you have a home with, you know, where you paint your home? I once did a consultation here in Grand Rapids where there was a family room with 4-foot stripes, vertical stripes painted on the walls that were black and orange.
Nice.
Go Thunderhawks.
And the boys' bedroom was painted black, and the girls' bedroom was painted orange. And my recommendation was, you know, most people today are looking for light and bright. We would suggest that you repaint the space because it's going to look a lot larger.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you put color on the wall, it shrinks the room. So putting a lighter color on the wall will make the space appear larger.
And with this movable color, that would also be things like area rugs or things like that. I mean, are there any kind of thoughts when it comes to adding accent rugs or area rugs, do's and don'ts?
Yes, keep them small.
Okay, keep them small.
Don't cover the whole floor with a rug because we're not selling the rug, we're selling the floor.
Okay.
Most people today also do not want carpet.
Yeah.
Except here in our area because it's so cold. Carpet in the bedrooms is fine. We like that. But typically, people today, they want hardwood.
Yep.
And so then adding in color to that hardwood floor with maybe a 5x7 rug just to anchor that furniture grouping.
Gotcha.
Don't cover the whole floor.
Okay. Okay. Well, we've been talking with Kathy Fouth, the owner of Staging by Kathy, and just, you know, kind of learning some of the basics about getting our homes ready to sell and saying goodbye to a few things so that we can say hello.
It's a new day. It's a new day.
Yeah.
So, Kathy, has your home changed since you've gone into this field?
Yes, it has.
Because you're a collector.
Because I'm a collector and my house was stuffed full. And so the last few years, I've been downsizing.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel better living in my home. And it's easier to keep up. Not as much dusting.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any personal advice if you live with someone who does not like to declutter? How do you move through that?
Oh, I'm not a marriage counselor, Heidi.
I know.
Although I do work with people sometimes that are in the middle of a divorce, and you cannot take sides. You just need to work through it and support them as much as you can and keep it professional.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mission is to help people transition to the next phase of their lives, even if it's not together, but to get them to realize that there is light at the end of the tunnel and you are going to be better off and happier once you get to your new place. So this is just a transition. And as a professional, you help them through that transition, just as Jesse would as the agent.
Sounds good. Thank you both for coming in.
Well, hey, it's always good to be on the house.
If you have a question or something you'd like us to explore in this segment, please send us an email, comments@kexe.org.